watching Al Jazeera. I'm Stephen Cole in London, and these are the top stories. Republicans in America are celebrating after the crucial midterm elections. The Conservatives won control of the lower house of Congress and cut the Democratic majority in the Senate. It was a big comeback for the party, which was trounced in the 2008 elections. Al Jazeera's Patty Culhane has more from Washington.
If you were wondering exactly how President Barack Obama would sum up those election results, the word he used, it was a shellacking. How did it make him feel? Well, quite simply, he said, it feels bad. It was interesting. It was an introspective President Barack Obama talking about that possibly he lost the communications message, that he lost touch with the American people, but he was also at the same time very defiant. Was this about his policies, the things he's done to move the country in a progressive direction? He is saying absolutely not. Defending the stimulus bill, the bank bailout, the auto company bailout, the health care proposal, in essence saying what the message was yesterday that he got, it's not that the Democrats are right about everything, it's that everyone needs to do more to fix the economy.
Four Muslim Brotherhood members have been arrested while accompanying potential candidates registering for Egypt's parliamentary elections. The elections are the biggest in the Arab world, but are often fraught with bureaucratic fraud. Thailand has increased security along its borders ahead of Sunday's elections in Myanmar. Dozens of minority ethnic groups fighting Myanmar's military government operate along the border. The elections will be the first in the country for 20 years. Myanmar has also cancelled voting in almost 40 towns, largely inhabited by ethnic minorities. International observers have already denounced the elections as flawed. In Germany, a treatment that offers hope to people who thought they would never be able to see again. Doctors have fitted an experimental computer chip to the eyes of three blind men, allowing them to see again. Scientists believe the treatment could revolutionize the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. And don't forget, you can watch Al Jazeera online. Go to our website, aljazeera.net/English, and then click on the Watch Now icon. Well, those are the top stories in Al Jazeera. I'm Stephen Cole. Goodbye to you.